For Janine Brooks, things start before her official workday when she checks in with teachers about students who might be struggling, and they develop strategies to help those students be successful. It's far from what you might expect, like tardiness or forgetting a lunchbox.
Last year I had 6 students out of, you know, a very small population of Wuchina and Baranoff School who'd lost a parent to death due to substance abuse. And I had 33 kids in foster care or kinship care, so all of those children are bringing to school intense grief that gets in the way of their learning.
Brooks described for the board how she feeds, clothes, counsels, and drives to school if necessary, up to half of all students in elementary school over the course of a year. Brooks has a master's degree in social work from UC Berkeley and 28 years' experience in social work, 18 of them at Baranoff Elementary and Wuchin Ye Preschool. She's one of the district's 6 counselors, most of whom share her level of academic qualification, if not her years. In fact, one of the Sitka School Board members, Quinlan Holder, even remembers Brooks in action.
And I didn't even mention the fun part, Quinlan. Yeah, then there's my puppet work that I get to do. And so, which is totally fun. I still am doing Kelso the Frog, which is in his, 24th year at Baranoff Elementary School.
Except for Kelso the Frog, not much in the daily life of a school counselor sounds like fun. The problems students face reflect the problems of society. Psychological abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional neglect are only 4 of 10 areas of trauma experienced by a portion of Sitka's student population. Kikuchihin counselor Ramon Quevedo has a litany of crises he's managing.
Some examples of what I'm seeing students for are a death of a parent, terminally ill parent. Some of the students have depression and anxiety. There's some divorces. Some of the students just an inability to self-regulate their emotions, so we work on some skills to do that. And then we have the students with ADHD or ADD, and we just work on skills to help focus or relax in class.
Like Brooks, Quevedo regularly sees about 35 of the 412 students in 2nd through 5th grade, but can be called in to assist with behavioral problems anywhere in the school. As students grow older, so do some of the issues. In middle school, friendships are complicated by hormones. Blatchley counselor J.L. McCarty has to manage that, both in the real world and in the digital world, where students spend so much time interacting. And she has to teach 2 periods a day of P.E.
We deal with the cyber stuff, cyberbullying, online Snapchat, all the stuff that goes on there. It's all stuff that comes out of middle school. On top of that, I do all the scheduling and the changes of schedules. So I field a lot of parent phone calls about, my kid doesn't like this class, can he take this class, why not, why is it too full? I do the migrant ed programming, trying to figure out what our migrant ed students would benefit from and then trying to implement that into our school. I'm also a member of the district TIPS team, team initiated problem solving. So I got my hands in a lot of different things. And then, on top of that, I teach the last 2 periods of the day. Other than that, it's crazy. I'm going to go gray by the end.
At the high school level, counseling splits into 2 tracks. Ben Cordero provides academic counseling and career guidance, and Corey Shimeda tackles issues that have now taken on a more adult character, like substance abuse and intimate partner violence, among others. Again, Quinlan Holder, who represents the Sitka student body on the school board, thanked the high school counselors for their work, saying that she'd cried many times in their office since freshman year. Holder said she first recognized the importance and the availability of school counseling when she was having a tough time in 8th grade.
And I hadn't built up the courage to talk to my parents about seeing a therapist or someone like that. It's so different from talking to your parents or your friends or a different community member because it's someone who is specifically trained to talk to you about your feelings.
The school board won't begin hammering out next year's budget until after the new year, but President Jen McNichol warned that there were some who considered the district's counseling program to be low-hanging fruit.
We want this conversation to be out in the community so that the community values this resource that we are so fortunate to currently have. But it is not guaranteed, as is nothing guaranteed at this point and in this economic climate that we face. So we need community support.
Maggie Gallen counsels at Pacific High, also a professional social worker with a graduate degree from Columbia. Without counseling, Gallen suggested that the district would never achieve its goal of 100% student success. because expecting a student to perform academically or expecting the dropout rate to decline when we're not helping students and families meet their basic needs, it's going to be a dead end, she said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.